Audio Bookshelf presents The Long Road to Gettysburg by Jim Murphy and read by Terry Brazy, Ray Childs, and William Dufresne. Introduction. On the morning of November 19, 1863, 20,000 people gathered on a gently sloping hill in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, to witness the dedication of the National Soldiers' Cemetery. The ceremony was scheduled to begin at 11 o'clock. Almost an hour later, President Abraham Lincoln still sat, waiting like everyone else. He shifted in his chair to find a comfortable position. There was no mystery about the cause of the delay. The featured speaker of the day, Edward Everett, was making some last-minute changes in his speech. Everett was a cultured and accomplished man, having been president of Harvard University, then governor of Massachusetts, a United States senator, minister to England, and finally, secretary of state. Now, at the age of 69, he was one of America's most famous orators. To prepare for his task at Gettysburg, Everett had devoted a full 2 months to writing and revising his speech. For an occasion so important and so solemn, the speech had to be perfect, even if the President of the United States waited while additional changes were made. When the crowd grew restless, the Marine Band struck up a lively marching tune. At the back of the audience, a photographer set up a large, cumbersome wet plate camera on a tripod. This was a historic day, and he wanted to capture some of it in pictures. Unfortunately, every time he released the shutter, boy started fooling around in front of him.